So we've got a US think tank funded by the military looking at our development of gene technology to wipe out predators. A multinational group, the Genetic Biocontrol of Invasive Rodents, or GBIRD, has been given $6.5 million by the US Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Now, it wants to spend it here, both in gene research, but also using our islands for trials of genetically modified rats. Rat-killing expert and conservation biologist at the University of Auckland, Dr. James Russell, is with us. James, good morning to you.
Good morning, mate.
What's the potential for this?
We've been looking, as Predator Free New Zealand has been promoted more and more, at all of the different tools we might be able to use. And one of those is the gene drive technology and the potential for gene editing. And so we're not the first to think of this. It's something that's really taken off overseas, potentially for mosquitoes, for curing malaria. So it's not a surprise then when we found that other researchers overseas were looking at our interest in it in New Zealand.
And how far down the track are we as compared with anyone else?
We're not doing any of the laboratory or the genetic manipulation in New Zealand. That's not something we want to do at this stage, and it's a very expensive undertaking that we think other countries would be better invested in. What we're looking at is modelling around how we might use it in New Zealand and thinking, if we're going to use this for a predator-free New Zealand, what kind of sites might we want to use it at in the distant future.
How individual is it? Once you crack a gene for a mosquito, do you crack a gene for a rat, for a possum, for a whatever?
No, unfortunately, it's very different for every species, and so we're not even at it for rats at the moment. In fact, most of the investment overseas is in laboratory mice for medical studies. So we're expecting, with the Gates Foundation having put billions of dollars in, they're going to make the breakthrough for mosquitoes, for malaria overseas, and then we can look at it for maybe rats at some point decades in the future in New Zealand, and then potentially that might apply to other species.
You partially answered the question. What's the time frame? How long before you reckon they do mosquitoes?
I think we might see mosquitoes within the decade. Certainly,
wow.
I think they're going to have something they could use as a field trial within 5 to 10 years. But then it's really about responsibly looking at that technology and seeing what are the risks and benefits once we see how that technology actually acts in the wild, but how does the public respond to it.
Because that was my movie question. What happens when the bad guys get hold of it and they wipe us all out because they can do all of our genes?
Yeah, and I think that's the reason we see this this interest from DARPA in the United States in the funding of this work. They don't want to use it for nefarious reasons. They want to be the first ones to use it to prevent other foreign militaries from being the ones using it first.
All right, good luck with it, James. Appreciate your time. It's a fascinating area, isn't it? I'm a strong believer, as I've said many times on this program, that whatever it is we face in this world by way of things that we don't think we can control or we don't know the answer to, science is going to come up with it for us. So James Russell with us this morning.